at Whack My Bush, we're always giving our glorious leaders a hard time. But are we being fair? Okay, so they choke on pretzels, illegally invade countries, and seem hell-bent on screwing up the planet. But what if they all just disappeared? Once the months of celebration were over, would we miss them?
Mr. President, has this Pacific Rim conference been a success for you?
You betcha. My hotel room had cable with 3 cartoon channels. I got a really cool goodie bag with balloons and a hat, and Barney even got lucky one of the security dogs.
I meant, was it a political success?
Gee, that's a tough question. Are you some kind of commie?
What George means to say is, yes, we're very happy with the outcome. It's really important to stop Pacific Islands from disappearing. That's why stars such as Paris Hilton are lending their support.
Yeah, like, when I heard that these little people in the Pacific were in trouble, I just had to help. The statistics are frightening. 95% of these people don't have MTV. 92% of them have never heard of Prada. And in the Solomon Islands, not a single person owns a pair of Manolo Blahniks. I'm sorry, but it's just so tragic.
But how exactly are you going to stop these islands from disappearing?
That's easy. We just keep that David Copperfield guy away from them.
What?
He made a plane and the Statue of Liberty disappear. Thanks to the FBI, we got them back. But he's a dangerous man and is now number one on the most wanted list. And when we find him, well, let's just say there won't be enough left to stand trial.
Are you suggesting the FBI are going to assassinate him?
No, the FBI would never do that.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, we'd subcontract some spooks to do that for us. That way, it can't be traced back.
What are you on about?
No, that's... Wag my bush, come on.
I can't believe you let him say that, Tony. You and Prescott were supposed to be looking after him.
He just blurted it out, Condi. What was I supposed to do? Knock him unconscious?
Works for me.
Anyway, it's not all my fault. John was supposed to be helping me, but he never bloody turned up.
I got distracted by the breakfast buffet at the hotel, Tony.
Distracted? You were there 5 hours, you great porker. Gordon's going to go mental when he sees the bill.
Oh yeah, but I'm not the one who ran up over $1,000 on the pay-per-view adult channel.
That was an accident. I must have sat on a remote control then got out of the room.
I guess what's done is done. Thank God we've got 10 hours flying time back to the States. That's 10 whole hours in which George can't screw anything up. So I'm going to have a high-level conference with my new political advisor, Jim Beam.
And I'm going to have a bite. Travel always makes me ravenous.
Being conscious always makes you ravenous, you fat...
Mr. Blair?
Oh, hi, Paris. What's up?
It's kind of embarrassing, and I hope you don't mind me asking, but...
Of course you can have my autograph. Don't worry. A lot of celebs ask for it.
No, it's just that, you know, I accidentally left my makeup bag at the hotel, and I noticed you had one, so I was wondering if I could borrow some makeup remover.
Yeah, sure. Do you want cleansing mousse or cleansing milk?
God damn it! You sank my battleship again, Barney! That's 10 games in a row! Who's a clever boy, huh? Who's a clever boy? When we get home, Daddy's gonna make you chief of the Navy Wavy because you're such a clever boy. You wanna go and have a look in the cockpit? Okay, follow me.
Whack my bush.
Hey, Sugar, where have you been hiding?
In the cockpit, ma'am.
The cockpit? Sounds fun.
Condi, that's the pilot.
Great. I need someone who really knows how to deploy his undercarriage.
But if he's here, who's flying the fucking plane?
The president has taken the controls, but it's perfectly safe because we're on autopilot.
I need someone to take my controls.
Hey, could we, like, tag team him? I've never done an average Joe before.
Sure thing. Come on, baby. Give us 30,000 pounds of thrust.
Whoa!
I'd better just check George isn't doing anything stupid.
Whack my bush.
You want me to turn off the autopilot and fly the plane properly? Okay, then. See? This is how we fly a plane. You want to have a go flying the plane? Well, I don't know, Barney. Remember what happened when I let you drive the car? I know old people are worth 50 points, but even so, running over 5 of them was... Okay, you win. You know Daddy can't resist those big puppy dog eyes. Well done, Barney. That's a good boy. Keep her nose up. That's right. Who's a good boy? No! Barney! Bad dog! Bad dog! Pull out of the dive! Barney! Let Daddy take control! Barney!
Uh-oh. Has George finally plummeted further than his approval rating? Will Barney pull out in time? Will the pilot and Condi pull out in time? Find out in the next Mile High episode of...
Whack My Bush.
People of America and other Western countries with obesity problems. Hey, if you like the show, we've got an archive at my personal website, www.whackmybush.com. So if you want to hear more incriminating evidence of my stupidity and why my presidency is the only true weapon of mass destruction, then go to the archive. It's monitored by the CIA, so you know it's trustworthy. Thanks for listening. God bless the untitled stakes. The freaking what?